This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Blessed trails.
Welcome to Blessed Trails. I am your host, Belinda Gale, and our show features interviews with wonderful guests, as well as gospel, inspirational, and patriotic music with a definite Western flair. I am always so delighted to bring young people on the show, and I am tickled pink to have this talented, award-winning little lady with us today. But before we bring her on, let's listen to her wonderful version of You Raised Me Up.
When troubles come and my heart's burdened be, then I am still and wait here
Well, that is a lot of power packed into a little bitty person, let me tell you. I first met this young lady at a cowboy gathering in Kamloops in her native Canada. She was just, as I said, a tiny little thing with a brilliant smile and sparkling eyes, and I was totally blown away by the quality of her voice, not to mention her very precise and wonderful yodeling. What really blew me away, though, is she has a maturity and dedication to her craft that is well beyond her young years. And I am delighted to welcome to the show Naomi Bristow. Hey, Naomi.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on here. And we were talking a little bit before the show aired, and I tell you what, time goes by so fast. I was still thinking of you as a 12, 13-year-old little one, and you're 17 now. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I'm growing up.
Yes, doggone it, that happens for all of us. But, oh, my goodness, just your voice is just getting better and better. I'm just so thrilled to have you on the show. And you are my first international guest. Well, no, I guess it wouldn't be because I did have Eli on, who's also Canadian. It's fun to have Eli Barcy on here a few months ago. So I guess you're my second international guest that I've had on.
Oh, that's great.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, where you live and, gosh, your family life. You have an amazing mom. I haven't met your dad, but I did meet your mom and love her to pieces. So tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Well, like you said, I'm living up in Canada. I live on a small farm in a little town called Beaton. We just have about 1,000 people here. It's a pretty small town, and it's where I've grown up my whole life. We live on a little hobby farm with a few horses and little animals and all that. I have such amazing parents. They've been really, really supportive of my career and, of course, my siblings. I have an older sister and two brothers, one older and one younger, and everyone's so supportive in my family, and everyone has their own little talents and little hooks that they have, so it's been so great to grow up in such a great family.
Wow. So what kind of talents your siblings, are any of them musical as well, or are they different pursuits for them?
Well, I'm the only one that's carried on music as a career. My older brother and I actually started out singing together when we were about 5 years old. Mom kind of forced us to sing together, but it was fun at the beginning to do that. But then he was kind of too cool to sing with his sister, so he took off, and both my brothers are really into sports. My older brother, he's actually at university for football on a scholarship, and my little brother's a dynamite hockey player, of course, up here in Canada. And my sister is a very smart, talented person. She's a teacher for little kids, so all of us have our own little hook, which is nice.
Yes, it is. Well, your family definitely is seriously committed to your career as you are. That's definitely what I've gotten in talking with your mom, and they're just right there with you every step of the way, which is really, when you're trying to do this as a young person, you just have to have that or it's not going to work. So that's awesome. Yeah. And one thing I've really appreciated about your folks too, Naomi, is something that would make me crazy when I would hear young people singing, that are obviously talented and going somewhere, but they were being allowed by their folks or managers or whoever to really tackle music that really wasn't age appropriate for them. And it almost would make you uncomfortable to listen to them singing some of the songs they were singing, you know, popular songs at the time, but not, you don't want to hear it coming out of a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or even a 15-year-old. And so I really do appreciate every time I've heard you perform, it was, you know, wonderful music, but very age appropriate, and it just made it really lovely to sit and listen to you sing. So I really do appreciate the
that
care.
That was really important for us to do that, for sure, to find age appropriate songs. And when I was little, I liked to do cute songs, and you know, I didn't want to sing a song about a heartbreak when I was only 12 years old. So it was nice that we had that material.
Yeah, it's really good. Because of course, yeah, you're 17, but hopefully you haven't had your heart broken yet, and are not really ready to sing about heartbreak yet. I'm hoping.
So, yeah, that's right.
of course, with your schedule, I don't imagine there's much time for anything else but your music. Man, you are just hopping all the time, so that's way cool.
Yeah, well, I'm very committed to my music. I work on it all the time, but I still attend school and always make time for my friends and, of course, my family. So I make everything work. It's all a balance act, but it all works out very well. So
it does. And tell me, I know that your family is very grounded in their relationship with the Lord. So tell me about that. And as a 17-year-old, I would imagine that you, at some point in all of our walks with the Lord, we do this a light switch goes on at some point from, you know, believing in God, there is a God and he's up there and I believe in him, to I really understand that he lives within me and I really understand about an intimate relationship with him. And so can you kind of give us some background on your family's relationship with the Lord and how that light switch flipped for you?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, growing up, I remember we would always pray before dinner and before every meal, and it was really important to my family. My mom and dad have always made a point of making sure us kids understood about the Lord, and they would tell us stories, and it was really important. But as I got older, I realized that I wanted to learn about it on my own time. So as I got older, I decided to go to church all the time and actually get involved with my church. So I perform in the church band now. So we perform quite often in town and at church, of course. And I've been invited to read passages and scriptures during the services, and always a part of like the volunteering there and putting on suppers and things like that. And we do concerts every year, so I always like to give my time to that because I think it's so important to stay connected with that. And, of course, I've brought friends along and introduced them to that whole world, too, which I think is very important to inspire other people as well. And we've always made a point at this house to make sure that it's a part of our everyday lives, for sure.
Well, you can sure tell it when you talk with you and your mom. I mean, it's just so, so present. And there's a wonderful song we're going to play now called Angels Among Us. And can you tell me about your choice, you know, how you came to choose this song to record?
This song has always meant a lot to me. A good friend of mine, his name was Adam, he was in a band with my brother when he used to sing, and he was diagnosed with leukemia. And I was a part of his life during his entire battle, and I'd always dedicated this song and sang this song in honor of him throughout his battle. So when we were down in Nashville, I was recording this song, and I found out that day that he had passed away from leukemia, and it absolutely
wow.
killed me. But it was so hard for me to put this song together after I heard that, but I knew I had to do it for him, and I knew the Lord was watching over him and keeping him safe now. So I had to sing it, and I dedicated it to him on the album, and it always holds a special place in my heart for sure.
Oh, wonderful. So let's listen to Angels Among Us. I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. I took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. I knew he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how.
dark end of the road. Someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to
That is an amazing tribute to your friend, a beautiful song. I can see where that would have been really hard to continue recording once you heard he was passed. Gosh. So you're there, right, Naomi?
That's right.
Hello? Oh, okay, there you are. I thought, oh, we lost her. Gotta love those technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. So you said your mom had you start singing with your brother when you were five, right?
That's right, yes.
So then at what point did this start becoming much more than just, you know, hanging out with your brother and singing and something that kind of took hold as a dream for you? At what age did that happen?
Well, like I said, I started singing at five with my brother, and when I turned six, I kind of started going out on my own and doing like competitions and little festivals and talent shows at fairs in Ontario, and just kind of doing that for a few years, kind of gaining confidence, and of course I did singing lessons and all that. But when I was 10 years old, I started going to jamborees, which in Canada here we have a lot of country jamborees. So I went up on an open mic and I sang with a band a few songs. And these people came up to me and asked me if I wanted to make an album, and they would book me on a bunch of shows up here. So I guess it kind of started when I was 10 years old, all that aspect of it, and kind of getting really serious about it. And I decided that I really wanted to start doing this as like a full-time career type thing.
Wow. At 10. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Gracious. So for your very young life, you have a bunch of CDs. So was your Cowboy Sweetheart the first one?
Yes, I was 10 years old when I did that one. Yes.
Wow. And so was that when you started yodeling, when you learned that song, or were you already yodeling before that?
I was yodeling at 8 years old. I saw a little girl on television yodeling, and I looked at my grandpa and I said, "What is that?" Because not many people up here yodel where I'm from. So I asked him what it was, and he told me it's called yodeling. So I sent away for the instruction book and tape that she learned from, and I taught myself from then on. I drove my brothers and my whole family crazy, and the only person that would listen to me was my dog, and he'd sing along with me, and I didn't have many friends when I started off.
Well, I always tell people that when they're learning to yodel, the best place to practice that is in your car with all of the windows rolled up.
Right.
Oh, because boy, it can get pretty painful when you're first starting to try to tackle that. So, oh my gosh. And you have a number of CDs, and the cool thing is you've just had wonderful opportunities to hook up with some pretty iconic names in country music. I know you have one of your CDs, Looking Back, you have recorded that with Jim Ed Brown, and also Lovin' to Ride with Jim Ed Brown and Richard Sturban, and on your gospel CD, you have a song with Vince Gill. And so how did that come about, being able to hook up with these icons of country, and who are your favorites?
Well, it was an incredible experience for me. My first three albums I recorded here in Ontario, Canada, and after that I decided that I'd start going to Nashville and see what that's all about and record down there, which was a whole new experience for me. And the gentleman that I'm working with, he kind of has some connections with people down there, and he was able to get Jim Ed Brown and Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys, and they recorded on me those two albums, which was absolutely fantastic. I felt like on top of the world when that happened, and it was just incredible. And yeah, this gospel album that I put out a couple years ago, I wanted somebody who really knew about faith and would really be a connection with that and bring out a better part of me. And for sure, the first person I thought of was Vince Gill, and of course, his wife Amy Grant is a gospel singer as well. So I knew that he'd understand, just like I do, about faith and tying it in with country music. So I actually went up to him at his concert in Nashville, and I said, "Mr. Gill, would you like to sing on my gospel album with me?" And he just looked at me and said, "I'd love to, sweetie." And it was as simple as that, and he did it for me, and I was just, it was the biggest thrill of my life, for sure.
Wow. So, okay, so you went to his concert, walked up to him after the show, and said, "Will you sing on my gospel CD?" And he said, "Yes." So then did he, like, give you his card? Then what happened?
Yes, I got his contact information, and it all worked out after that. I couldn't believe it. I was expecting a no, and I had a little feel that I would say after, but I couldn't believe it. He's just such an incredible man. It all, I was blown away. I didn't know what to say. I was kind of speechless after that.
So you were all prepared to convince him why he should, and you were not prepared for him to immediately say yes.
Not at all.
So what did your mom say when you said, "Hey, guess what, Mom?"
Oh, she couldn't believe it either, but we knew that he was such an amazing person like that. He's so humble and down to earth, and of course his wife does gospel music, so I think it really meant a lot to him to do that. And he has a young girl about the same age as me, so I think he felt like it was something he really felt was necessary. So it was so incredible.
Oh my gosh. Now I think the Old Rugged Cross is the song that you did record with him, right?
That's right, yes.
It's right. So that happens to be one of my very favorite gospel songs, and I'm sure that you probably get the same reaction as you sing it around the country and around Canada. So many people, that song just really resonates with them, and they grew up with it. Is that your experience of this song?
Yes, of course. It's just such a classic, and everybody knows it. So I thought it was really, it was the perfect song for him to sing on, because everybody knows who he is, and everybody knows this song. So I thought it would be a great little hitch to that. So,
well, wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and listen to Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners
Oh, Naomi, that's just lovely. I'm sitting here just blown away that what 14, 15-year-old would walk up to Vince Gill and say, "Would you sing on my album?"
I know. Oh. It was pretty risky of me to do that.
I love it. I love that confidence. That's probably one of the reasons that you're doing so well, is because you're just bold enough to step out on faith and just tackle this stuff. And goodness, I mean, you've been on that Shotgun Red variety show several times, have you not?
Yes, I have. That and Midwest Country on the RFD TV network.
Yeah, tell me about that show. I actually don't even have, like, cable television or anything. We are on the road so much that my husband, and when we are home, we rarely watch TV, or we'll throw in an old, you know, an old movie, a Western movie, and so I don't even watch television. So I was familiar with Shotgun Red show, but I am not familiar with the Midwest Country show. Could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Midwest Country Show, I've started doing that about 2 years ago, and I've become a regular on the show now. It's like a variety show that they do of a live concert, and we go down to Minnesota to film that, and it's just a ball. We have a great time. I think I'm on this Saturday, actually, and it's just been really good to me, and it's nice exposure for down in the States. All the way up in here in Canada, so it's nice to have that connection down there for sure.
Wow. Well, I just love how the Lord is just opening door after door for you. Obviously, you have, you know, gotten on the right path here, little girl. So, our little girl, you're 17, but to me, you're a little girl still. just really, really amazing. So, you just got back from Nashville, did you not?
That's right. I was down there recording a Christmas album this time. Usually I do traditional country and gospel, so I thought I'd change it up a little bit and do a Christmas gospel-y kind of album, which was so much fun. I had an incredible time, and Bill Anderson is going to be singing a duet with me on this CD, so I'm super, super excited about that.
Oh, my, whispering Bill Anderson. That's so nice.
Right.
Oh my goodness! And so I did notice on your Facebook page a picture with Mr. Gill. Did you run into him while you were there?
I did. I ran into him at one of his concerts, and his wife Amy Grant. I met her for the first time, which was crazy. And Ranger Doug was at the show too, so it was such a fun time.
Oh my goodness! So is this the group that he plays with, I can't think of the name right now.
The Time Jumpers,
The Time Jumpers. So you want to go, I heard that Vince often would go sit in with them.
Yeah, they're such a great talent. If you have one thing to do while you're in Nashville, I always make sure that I go see them.
Oh, gosh, I really would love to see them. I do have one of their videos that they put out when Carolyn was still with them, when Carolyn Martin was still with them. And so it just, what an amazing, talented bunch. And so did they get you up singing, or do they do that?
No, I was just a spectator that night. I was just out enjoying. I'd been recording all weekend, so I just sat back, relaxed, and enjoyed the show. So.
Oh, my goodness. So you say your focus is on classic country and gospel, and I do know you do a little bit of Western in there. You've definitely been to the Western Music Association many times and are a member. So tell us, you know, this is where you are right now. You're 17. Where do you see your music going?
Well, of course, I'd like to continue. I think it's so good to stick to the roots. And like you said, I do traditional country music, which is what I grew up on. And it's got such a great fan base up here and all over North America, really. I get great support and just meet the most incredible people. So I'm loving this direction. And, of course, I sing gospel music. And I always make a point to put some gospel songs in my shows. And my signature song kind of is How Great Thou Art, my favorite song by far to sing. So I just want to continue what I'm doing. I'm having a ball, and I couldn't ask for any more. I'm so blessed to have the life I do, and getting to travel and meet incredible people, and just it's continuing to be fantastic for me. So I'm just loving it, loving the ride. That's what I'm doing.
That sounds awesome. So So you are doing the gospel in the country. Do you see your music ever skewing into one place or the other, like going more primarily gospel or going more primarily country, or just how do you see that playing out possibly?
I really like the mixture of it because it kind of gives everybody a taste of what I love to do, of course, the gospel, and I like to sing country music as well, and I think they both are so alike. Everyone who likes country music seems to really be interested in the gospel, so I sing a lot of country gospel songs, which it works out fabulously, and everyone's so supportive of both genres, so I've always just stuck to doing both and making sure that that they work well together. So.
And the same with just our straight genre, that goes really well with gospel music as well, I feel. So I have experienced in my career that when you put the Lord first in your musical career, that He opens up opportunities, even though it's more of a secular music that you're doing, He opens up opportunity for witnessing and for touching other people's lives. In that respect, and I know that you've been, even though you're young, you've been doing this for a long time. Are there any incidences or anything that we can talk about to really talk about how the thread of your faith, how that's impacted your music and how you function in this really very secular kind of a world?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was little, neither of my parents are singers, so I was always told that it was a gift from God, my voice, and I was to use that to spread the message of the Lord, and that's what I've decided to do. I think it's so important that He's given me this gift, and I should use it and make a career out of it, because He blessed me with it, so I might as well. And the very first song that I ever learned when I was probably 4 years old was In the Garden, and that song has always held such a special place in my heart, and every time I sing at gospel shows or I finish off every single show with How Great Thou Art, like I said, and people are just so moved by it. It's so heartwarming to me to hear people come up and say, you have the voice of an angel and you just impacted me, and you are heaven on earth and you are a walking angel. It's just so nice to impact people that way and to have my message spread through what He gave me, the talent that He gave me. So it's just such a lovely experience for me to do that.
Well, it truly is, and it really just, if anybody listening out there, I hope it affirms to them that when you really hone in on and acknowledge the gifts that you have and that they are from the Lord and you dedicate them to the Lord, that He just really opens up the doors, opens up the opportunities, creates opportunities out of thin air for you to be able to fully utilize your gifts for His glory. And that really, it's very apparent that that's what you're doing with your musical career. Do you have an opportunity to run into very many young people your age that are doing this, Naomi?
You know, not as many as I'd like, but I've made a point of speaking with young people and introducing them to this whole other world that they may not know very much about, and I think it's so important for me to spread that message and have them come along with me and learn about it just as I'm learning too.
Oh gosh, well, we sure appreciate how you do all of that. Now, this next song I really love, the one when it's called In God's Time. Now, did you write this?
Unfortunately, I didn't. A gentleman by the name of Randy Houser wrote this. He's sort of a new country artist, but I heard this song that he wrote and absolutely fell in love with it. It's a gorgeous song. So
it has just an incredible, incredible message, and I'm really eager for our listeners to hear it, and you do a beautiful job on it. So let's listen now to In God's Time.
God's time, a million years might only be a single day, and everything He does gets done in His own way. In God's time, in God's time. God's time. Oh, but no one knows, not you or me. It might be tomorrow, or it might never be. But don't lose faith, put it in his hands. 'Cause it might be that he might have a bigger plan. Miracles happen in God's time, in God's time. You'll finally get the chance to hold your baby girl.
I'm with you, Naomi. I love that song. Wow. Wow.
Yes, it's very pretty.
It is, and very powerful. And, you know, we have a little extra time, and so I would like to actually throw in another song. And I really love this, the sixth song that you sent us. And it's one of my favorites from one of my all-time favorite movies. It was like an annual movie that we would watch, and when I was growing up, and we didn't have color television when I was a child yet, and we would go to a friend's home who they did, and it would all of a sudden it would switch from black and white to color, and every year we would, when it switched, and so it was, of course, I'm talking about the movie The Wizard of Oz. And so tell us how you came to record Over the Rainbow.
Well, it was actually interesting. I came across this song on the internet, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It's a different version of the classic of Over the Rainbow, except a gospel version. So I just knew I had to sing it, and I knew people would be familiar with it. But it's got a great little twist to it, and I think it's such a beautiful song because people connect it to it through The Wizard of Oz. So with
yes.
a few lyrics changed, yes. it just made it that much more incredible, and people would recognize it, and I feel like they would hear the message even more because they connect with this song. So.
Really? So now, are you familiar with The Wizard of Oz? I mean, I'm not sure if that's a movie that kids watch these days, but boy, it was a staple when I was a child.
Oh, I am very familiar. It's a classic. I remember I was Dorothy whenever I did the play at my school when I was in grade 3, I think. So this has always been a part of my life. I've known the play for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. So were you terrified by the monkeys like I was when I was a kid?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it took a while for me to realize that monkeys really don't have wings and they really are not going to come after me. Oh, my
right.
gosh. It is. Well, I am really eager for our listeners to hear this gospel version of this because I think it's pretty cool. So let's listen to Over the Rainbow. Oh my gosh, that is just beautiful. That is just, that's my new favorite version of that song. Wow.
Thank you so much. It's my favorite song in the album for sure.
Oh my gosh, and you do a very powerful and very beautiful job on it. I tell you, you're not really, unless you've grown a lot since I last saw you, how tall are you now?
I'm only 5 feet tall.
5 feet tall?
That's right.
5 feet. That's what I'm there. I tell you what, there is so much power into that little voice. I mean, that little body. Oh, my goodness. So I am just so delighted to have had you on the show, Naomi. Thank you. I know you're incredibly busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be on with us and just to share your talent and your heart with all of us, and would really encourage everybody listening to go to YouTube, and she has lots of videos on there. You can find out a lot more about Naomi, and if they want to get a hold of some of your music or get in touch with you, Naomi, where would they do that?
Well, of course, they can go on my website. It's just NaomiBristow.com. You can Google me into. I've got stuff on YouTube, and all my contact information's on my website, all my CDs and my shows all around. So all my information's online. If you just search me in.
That they will find you, and that's Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, Bristow, B-R-I-S-T-O-W. And so where are you headed off to next?
Well, I'm going to stay put for a bit and go back to school and get back to reality. I'm working on some new material for the upcoming tour this summer, so that'll be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great year again.
Oh, gosh. Are you going to be down in the States? Are you going to be staying up in Canada? Or where, if people are in the United States, where will you be performing?
Well, of course, I'll be going down to Minnesota again to record the Midwest Country Show. I might be going to Texas in a few weeks to do a little show there. I do a lot of work in Quebec as well, but I'll be in Michigan May 30th in Detroit doing a show there. Montana this coming July, which I'm really excited for, at the Music Ranch there. And like I said, Midwest Country, I'm doing a show there in October opening for David Frizzell, which will be super exciting. But all the information is on my website and shows there. So.
Oh, well, we encourage everybody to go check you out on your website and email you and let you know how wonderful you are. So get in touch with Naomi and let her know how you enjoyed the show. And thanks again, sweetie, for being on the show. And you referenced the song we're going to close out your segment with, How Great Thou Art. And at what point did you start singing that song? Because you said you started out with In the Garden, and How Great Thou Art is a big song to tackle. And what age were you when you started that?
I think I was 12 years old. I was at the Grand Ole Opry, and I saw Carrie Underwood sing this song, and I just knew I had to learn it. She absolutely did a fantastic job of it. So I said, I think I'll try and tackle this song and see how it works, and she really inspired me to do so. So it since then, I've been singing this every show, finishing off with this one.
Wow. Well, I know that this has a special personal meaning for our producer, Gary Holt, and so why don't we dedicate this song to Gary and his dad, and thanks again, sweetie, for being with us, and we're going to listen to you sing now, How Great Thou Art.
Humble adoration, and then
goodness, what a little treasure she is. As I was praying about what scripture to share with y'all today and thinking about Naomi and all she's accomplished in her very young life, I really felt led to these scripture verses. The first is Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. And in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brothers, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And then in 1 Peter 4:10, as each of us received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Not only do I feel these scriptures reflect the commitment in Naomi's life, but they really spoke to my heart, and they felt like a beacon and an encouragement in my own life. Hopefully yours as well. We have each been endowed by our precious Lord with gifts and abilities, and to me, these scriptures shine a beautiful light on how we are to put those gifts into use. First, to commit them to the Lord, trusting that he will lead us and guide us in their best use, and then to be steadfast and abounding in our work and labor, because in the Lord our labor is not in vain. And when I was reading that scripture, the word steadfast and abounding in this context really caught my attention. So I looked them up to get a little more illumination on them as words. And some of the definitions of steadfast are loyal, unswerving, unbendable, dutifully firm, unfaltering and steady and unshakable. And abounding are abundant and lavish and overflowing, prolific and bountiful. You can imagine how it would change the approach to our work if we use these gifts, use our gifts and as we run it through the filter of these scriptures on an ongoing basis, that we look at them as to bring to them, you know, bountiful and prolific and overflowing effort, and we're shakable and dutifully firm and just tackling these gifts and using them for the Lord. That whole thing just for me was very eye-opening and humbling and challenging and inspiring all at the same time. And last but not least, the use of our gifts and abilities is ultimately not to serve us, but to serve one another and to be good stewards of God's grace in our lives. And all I can say is, wow, God is so good. Well, that is our show for today. I want to thank Naomi again for being with us, and a huge thank you to Gary Holt for his amazing work as our producer. Talk about steadfast and abounding. Gary is definitely that and has all that going on. And most of all, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us. Thank you. And please don't forget all of the Blessed Trails episodes, as well as all of the other great shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio, are archived so that you may listen to them at your convenience. And we also have an app you can download so that you can listen to these shows on all of your mobile devices. So you can literally take us on the go with you. So thank you again for joining us. And until next week, Blessed Trails.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes. just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, pray. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.